In response to the theme for the GLAAD 2023 Symposium of Gathering Ourselves, we highlight the development of a collaboration between two postgraduate taught student artists from Cambridge School of Art, Anglia Ruskin University, and their course leader as the former emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic and approached the completion of their respective MA courses. We also charted the unexpected expansion of this collaboration into an ongoing research project that continues to advance and that reveals a gap in institutional support for students on postgraduate taught programmes as they seek to navigate external opportunities. Its roots lie firstly in the notion of interdisciplinarity, and it's linked to the collaborative nature of artistic practice in artwork that is done at the surfaces between adjacent disciplines. Secondly, emerges through the notion of students as partners in the non-hierarchical collaborative framework created between the two students and their course leader. Here, collaboration is understood not only as that developed between the two students, but also in how it re-envisions students and staff as active collaborators in teaching and learning. The term interdisciplinary is closely tied to this year's GLAAD 2023 theme, with its prefix inter meaning between, among, in the midst of, mutually, reciprocally, together or during. This is also evident in the ways in which the collaborative emphasis of students as partners is understood through the importance of reciprocity in partnership. Whilst this primarily refers to the staff-student relationship developed between the teaching and learning environment, we extend this to collaboration in the development of external partnerships as a pivotal part of learning and future professional development. This is further emphasised through the notion of public pedagogy in the extra-institutional nature of the collaboration that was developed and its extension of learning through its contributions to wider external creative communities. In both academic and professional domains, collaborative pedagogy offers significant opportunities in the research and development of sustainable art practices. However, higher education institutes often manage the needs of postgraduate students differently, depending on whether they're following postgraduate taught or postgraduate research programme. The two students approaching the completion of MA Fine Art and MA Printmaking courses at Cambridge School of Art in 2022 were encouraged by their course leader to apply for an external opportunity to collaborate on a research-led curatorial proposal for a forthcoming international conference in partnership with the Centre for Fine Print Research at the University of West of England. However, as postgraduate taught students, they had limited opportunities to apply for institutional support. By framing the project through the lens of collaboration, students as partners and public pedagogy, their course leader saw a means of addressing this issue. This ensured that their project was not only financially supported, but also formed an invaluable part of their learning. The aim of this case study is to provide examples of how, one, creating non-hierarchical frameworks between staff and students can encourage artistic and academic collaboration and the development of external partnerships both within and beyond postgraduate taught courses. And two, students occupying the liminal space between postgraduate taught and postgraduate research can be supported in their ambitions for ongoing professional and academic development. The two students first connected through a practice-based research methods unit. Although working separately on their final MA degree show projects, it was the outcomes from this period of interaction that led them to developing their own ongoing collaborative research project, The Anxiety of Interdisciplinarity, which became central to their learning and future professional development. The progression of this collaborative project would not have been possible without the course leader identifying an opportunity for interdisciplinary curatorial projects for the Impact 12 International Printmaking Conference. The students were encouraged and supported to develop an ambitious proposal to curate an exhibition through an inclusive international open call. Their proposal was successful and they were offered one of the largest exhibition spaces to develop their project for the conference during the summer of 2022. Now, navigating funding for the now significantly expanded curatorial project revealed a hierarchical but gap in institutional funding as postgraduate taught students. If they'd been postgraduate research students applying with the same project, this would have been supported. Repositioning the project as students as partners and public pedagogy ensured financial support via an application to a collaboration fund. The notion of collaboration was further emphasised in the multiplicity of pedagogies developed through not only the reciprocity of the staff-student relationship, but also through the professional external nature of the opportunity. Supporting the students' practice-led research project through a framework of students as partners led to a successful exhibition of over 50 artists, which was described by the director of the conference and the Centre for Print Research as an extraordinary exhibition in a challenging space. The exhibition provided valuable insight into the challenges and opportunities of developing artist-led projects and hands-on experience of curating an international research-led art exhibition with an external partner. Based on their collaboration and partnership with their course leader, the students became active agents in their own learning and professional development, enabling them to co-create their own opportunities and communities beyond the postgraduate taught MA course. It also kick-started a long-term artist-curator collaboration, an ongoing creative partnership between the students, which was applied to a range of further professional opportunities, including the Art Scholars Co and Printmaking Bursary in the autumn of 2022, a number of open call exhibitions and conferences, and further iteration of the Anxiety of Interdisciplinary project as a second open call of over 40 artists at Art at the ARB at the University of Cambridge in the autumn of 2023. The outcome is a framework for the artist-curator duo, Students as Partners and Cambridge School of Art, developed through activities that are grounded in respect, responsibility and reciprocity. Represented as an orbital plan of critical elements, the framework recognises the time, energy, momentum and support needed to ensure sustainable collaborations. The alignment of these elements, oscillating around a centre of gravity, can generate impact far beyond higher education institutions through initiating artist-led opportunities that positively extend learning and contribute to the wider creative community. Ongoing creative partnership between the students, which was applied to a range of further professional opportunities, including the Art Scholars Co and Printmaking Bursary in the autumn of 2022, a number of open call exhibitions and conferences, and further iteration of the Anxiety of Interdisciplinary project as a second open call of over 40 artists at Art at the ARB at the University of Cambridge in the autumn of 2023. The outcome is a framework for the artist-curator duo, Students as Partners and Cambridge School of Art, developed through activities that are grounded in respect, responsibility and reciprocity. Represented as an orbital plan of critical elements, the framework recognises the time, energy, momentum and support needed to ensure sustainable collaborations. The alignment of these elements, oscillating around a centre of gravity, can generate impact far beyond higher education institutions through initiating artist-led opportunities that positively extend learning and contribute to the wider creative community.